Wolf advocates and some scientists have been criticizing the DNR's wolf hunting and trapping program since before it began a couple years ago. Last month, a letter from biologists went to the Fish and Wildlife Service, raising concerns about wolf population estimates and other topics, and asking for greater federal oversight. Attorney Jody Habish-Sinikin of Midwest Environmental Advocates calls the letter an important warning.
That our wolf management program is becoming so unscientific and unregulated, it's putting Wisconsin wolves at risk of being returned to a threatened status.
Endangered species protection for the gray wolf in the western Great Lakes region ended a few years ago, and Republican lawmakers and Governor Walker quickly moved to let people shoot and trap the wolves. Polk County resident Melanie Weberg also handed out a letter of concern yesterday at the DNR Wolf Advisory Committee meeting. Weberg says the bait people set out for bears also draws wolves and leads to deadly interactions between wolves and training dogs.
Well, the dogs get killed. The hunters are unhappy their dogs are killed.
DNR staffers were not available for a phone interview, but a written statement from DNR wolf specialist Dave McFarland says the state has met its wolf monitoring requirements for the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the DNR has worked with university researchers to complete analyses of illegal wolf kills and wolf mortality rates. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.